Well, hello, welcome back, CEOs. Before we dive into today's episode, I just want to take a minute to do a shout out for someone who left a very nice review on the podcast. So this review is called Guidance I Need, and it's from Aloha Carrie. She says, listening to the list of things I do as owner slash CEO brought realization that I definitely need some guidance on how to work smarter. Thankfully, Donna has the tools and empathy to help me on this endeavor. This is a must listen to for business owners. Thank you again, Carrie. Appreciate your kind words. And for those of you listening, if you've felt that some of these episodes have resonated with you, I would love it if you could drop into Apple or Spotify and leave a review. This not only helps other business owners find the podcast, but also hopefully share some of the tips and strategies with them and help them grow their business as well. Thank you again for the lovely review. All right, let's dive into today's episode. So last week, we spent some time talking about a quarterly plan and how to plan your quarter, or your 90 days for success. And I realize, you know, as business owners, the fun part is really being the CEO, is setting those big goals and dreaming about what our vision is like for our business, what it's going to be like in 3 to 5 years, would we have a team, what would it look like, how much would we be working, what kind of revenue, what kind of offers, all those fun things. But the truth is, the real work is being able to follow through and create real momentum in your business. And so certainly having that 90-day plan is a first step. It helps you take those big 12-month goals and break them down into something a little more manageable into 90 days. And this is really what the CEO Amplify 90-day sprint is all about. I help you take those big goals and break them down into smaller pieces in each 90 days, what you're going to accomplish, and then from there, break it down into weekly actionable steps. Because so many times I see we have our big goals, and this has happened to me too. I have a big goal, but it's really so big and so daunting that I don't even know where to start. And sometimes that overwhelm just leaves me paralyzed and stuck and in a point where I don't actually start working on the goal because I'm just not sure where to go. But if I can take some time to break that big goal down into bite-sized pieces, step by step, then it really helps me when I start my week and start my month, I know what my focus is on. So in this episode, we're going to spend some time breaking down even further our 90-day plan into a monthly plan. And really, the crux of this is having a monthly CEO date that can help us stay on track and plan for when things change. Yes, entrepreneurs, you don't have to be in the business very long to know that things are going to change. Your avatar might change. Your offers might change. The world and the way you're marketing might change. And so very quickly, things can pivot and change, and you have to keep up with that. And so by having a monthly CEO date, this really helps you step back and take a bird's eye view at your business and ensure that, how did my last month go? Was I on track? And was I keeping up? And am I in alignment with what my goals are? So I truly believe that a plan is a living, breathing document. It can change, it can ebb, it can flow. But really, we need to be able to work the plan to see the progress. And so when we spend the month working the plan, we then have to evaluate at the end of that month, how did it go? Did we make progress? Do we need to change anything? Perhaps we need to move deadlines or timelines because what we originally set up is not doable within the bandwidth that we currently have. We want to be able to catch things if there are issues before they snowball and grow. You know, if you can imagine the kids making that snowball in the wintertime, it keeps rolling and rolling and getting bigger and bigger. And so we want to catch those snowballs when they're very little. And these could be snowballs with things that are outside of just your revenue. So certainly your revenue goal is going to be one thing you're looking at. But I want you to dive a lot deeper than that in your monthly CEO date. You want to catch little snowballs of things that are happening with your team, maybe the way you are approaching or communicating with them, the way that you're delegating to them, your time and energy. And so it really just gives you a feedback loop to look at what is working in my 90-day plan and what do I need to tweak or change to adjust. and make sure that I don't miss any opportunity that I wouldn't have seen if I don't take the time to investigate. All right, so let's walk through what I do on the monthly CEO date checklist. Certainly, there's a number of steps here, and the easiest way I found to do it is to use a resource which I call the CEO Pulse Check. And it's for you, the CEO, and it really keeps you on top of your business and knowing the pulse of your business, hence Pulse Check. So you can check that out at ceoamplify.ca/pulsecheck. And what it is a fillable PDF, a resource for you to use for the next 90 days. And each week you're going to be documenting in there how you're using your time, what your top three priorities are, what your CEO score is. And then at the end of the month, when you go to do your monthly review, it's very easy to see what had happened for the past month. I don't know if you're anything like me, but I find as I get older, my memory is not quite as sharp as it used to be. And so if you ask me what happened a month ago, it's going to be difficult for me to tell you how I was using my time or what I was focusing on. But having this all documented in my CEO Pulse Check makes it really quick and easy for me to look back and say, oh yeah, I was doing this, this, and this. Did I have enough time off? Here are my goals. Am I in alignment? All right, so the first place that we need to start is by pulling out what our 90-day plan is. And if you're listening right now and you're like, 90-day plan? I don't have a 90-day plan. No worries, you can easily set this up. So if you just want to check out the previous episode, episode 12, it'll walk you through how to take your 12-month goals and break those down into 90-day plans that really help you avoid that new idea and shiny object. Because I know for a lot of us, that's our natural instinct. We hear about something else and like a squirrel, we want to go chase that next new thing. The issue with this is that when we don't stick to one thing long enough, we don't give our business time to actually build the momentum it needs to see the growth. And so if you think about it, what you do now or the results you see now in your business are from what you did 3 to 6 months ago. And what you're doing now, you're going to see the results of 3 to 6 months from now. And so you need to be able to stick to something for some time to be able to gain that momentum. And if it's something that's working and you want to put a system in place, that's going to take some time to build as well. And so I want you to get to a stage where you have rinse and repeat systems in your business, where you're building that momentum and you're starting to see that growth. But if we're quickly running from one thing to another, we're going to miss out on that opportunity. So in my monthly CEO date, I actually asked myself a lot of questions, both about how I'm doing and how the business is doing. So I'm going to say, what progress have I made? What's left to do? Because again, this is 1 month out of my 3 month 90-day plan. And am I on track or not on track? And right inside the CEO Pulse Check, there is a monthly plan. I call it the Pivot and Progress Monthly Review. And again, it's where you're really going to take a step back, have a look at how the last month went, and adjust and pivot anything that you need to do. So the first thing I do is start with my time off. As you know already, I'm an advocate for ensuring that you as a CEO is taken care of. When your cup is full, then you can deliver and help others. And I know there's a tendency for us all to be workaholics. We started our business, we're passionate about it, and it's easy to just dive in and keep working. But I want you to take a step back and say, during the last month, did I have some time off? We all need time for rest and play. And during that time off, was I really unplugged? Because again, I know the tendency, been there, done that, where yes, I'm taking time off, but really I'm not unplugged. I still got my phone. I'm still doing this and that. I'm still thinking about this and that. So do I have time where I actually rest? And do I feel energized? And then looking ahead into the next month, do I need to take more time off, or that was sufficient to keep me going? And then, of course, we're going to take a look at our revenue goals. We're going to take a look at our marketing, see what we were doing, making sure everything is front and center so that we know exactly what happened during the month and how we're going to move forward. Okay, the second thing I look at is, what were my goals? So remember, when we set up our 90-day plan, we had goals for the 90 days, and then we had a goal for each month. And so I want to look at those and see, how am I doing? Am I on track or off track? Is there something that I need to make happen that hasn't happened yet? Maybe, you know, we got delayed in some way or something changed. And then I want to look at how am I doing in terms of my team. For those of you who have a team, am I delegating appropriately? Am I making sure that I'm giving my team the resources and the things they need to be able to do their job at the highest level? Am I the bottleneck? Is there areas in the business where it's getting stuck because things are waiting for me? And if there is, how can I make changes to that? And then what do I need in terms of support? Is there something I need to be able to make more space and ensure that a certain goal can happen? And again, the CEO Pulse Check is the perfect tool for this because you can easily see the results, helps you stay accountable, helps you know exactly what your top three priorities are and if you manage to accomplish them each week. And it really helps you see what's happening each week and did you make the mark or not? And again, this is not to set you up for failure if you didn't make the mark. It's to look at it from the mindset of, okay, I didn't make my mark. What happened? What should I do differently next time? Well, possibly I set up three top priorities that were way too big of audacious goals for that week, and I need to chop it down and do something that's more manageable based on my bandwidth. Maybe I overcommitted to something and there's some things I have to say no to and drop because I can't do it all in 1 week. All right, the third thing I look at is reviewing what I call my CEO scoreboard. And if you're not familiar with this, it's really just a way to give feedback and self-accountability to how I, as CEO, am using my time and energy. So again, it's important as CEO that I have time every week for those higher level CEO tasks that only I can do. And keeping score of this week to week helps me stay out of the day-to-day tasks. It helps me keep my month and my week successful by keeping me proactive and allows me to say no to the things that may be nice, but not necessarily must-haves in my business right now. And so really what it is taking the list of tasks that I'm doing and putting them in different categories. So two big buckets, maintenance tasks versus growth tasks. And depending on the amount of revenue I want to make as my yearly goal will depend on how much time I need to be spending in the growth task area. But certainly I need to spend time there every week. And so my top three priorities should be in relation to those growth level tasks, those higher CEO level tasks that are actually revenue generating for my business. And I want to work towards letting go of more of the maintenance level tasks, whether that's delegating to another team member, systematizing or automating, or simply pausing if it's not really working for me and not in alignment with what I'm doing at the moment. And so keeping that scorecard week to week, you kind of keep a little score every day and add it up during the week. And so at the end of the week, you can clearly see, was I prioritizing these kind of tasks during this week? And so it's, in a way, it's like time tracking, but not as detailed as I need to track every minute, every day, because I know that can get tiring after a while and not something that most entrepreneurs want to start to do. All right. So again, I want to see what was happening. Was I in the way? Did my team need everything it needed? And was I following my CEO score and ensuring that I have higher level tasks every week? All right. The next thing I look at is metrics. Now, I'll tell you, friends, I'm a bit of a data nerd and I love looking at data and making insights from them. But I know all my listeners are not in this boat. And for some of you, looking at data is the last thing you want to do. So I encourage you not to obsess about your metrics. Keep it simple. But you do want to check in about once a month on these. And if you're not sure where to start simple. Like I suggested in your weekly CEO Power Hour, start with your leading and your lagging metric. Leading metric being how you got new people into your world, whether that through an email list, a request for proposal, request for consultation, whatever that looks like for your business. But looking at how many people did I bring in, new people that didn't know me prior to measuring this. And then your lagging metric is your revenue. So how is my revenue doing? What is my monthly goal? Where am I in terms of month to date? And am I on target? And you can easily have a team member pull the data points that you want to see and put them in a spreadsheet for you. This helps you with the grunt work, the day-to-day work. They can just have a recurring task at the end of each month. They go and pull the numbers and send you the updated spreadsheet. And then you as CEO just need to look at the patterns and trends, help you forecast and make better decisions going forward. And again, keeps your eye on the pulse of your business. So if you're not currently tracking any metrics, I suggest you get a spreadsheet, put a few down that are important to you, and get that started, because you will be pleasantly surprised at how patterns and trends and how the data shapes out. And it's very helpful to get those insights to be able to move forward and grow. Okay, next thing we look at is our actual revenue. So this is part of your metrics if you're looking at your lagging metrics, but I want to go a little bit deeper than just, did we hit the goal? So did we hit the goal, yes or no, but then why or why not? I want you to drill down and figure out what really contributed to the result you have. Did you have an increased volume? So were you in front of more eyeballs to be able to sell your product? Did you do something different with your marketing this month, which made a difference in your revenue? Which offer brought in the most revenue that month? And so really drilling into these details is going to help you figure out how you want to move forward and how you want to sell this product the next time it comes up, whether this is your signature product and you're, you know, focusing on it two or three times a year, or whether this is a smaller offer that you have. But just focusing on, how did the marketing and the sales go, and what can I do to improve next time? And then along with that, you want to ask yourself, were you actively or passively selling your offers? And so I know the term, air quotes, passive income is hot these days, but the truth is the customers that we are trying to reach are also getting more and more sophisticated. They have access to a lot more resources and they have a lot more options. And so they're not buying the same way that they used to. And so completely passive selling is getting less and less effective because our consumers are getting smarter. And so they're looking for more of a higher touch sales process. They want time to be able to build a relationship with you before they're willing to reach in their pocket and buy. And so just asking yourself, what is your sales strategy? And do you need to add in any more personalized sales to be able to bring on more clients if you're currently doing something that's completely passive? Okay, next thing we look at is our marketing. And so hopefully if you've been following me, you understand that I'm a firm believer in having marketing activities each and every week through rinse and repeat systems so that we're not dropping that ball in marketing and getting into that feast and famine mode where we have clients and then all of a sudden the lead pipeline dries up and we're now in a race again to get more clients. So when we're looking at our marketing and our monthly review, I want you to look through, what's your open rate? What's your click-through rate? Look through what emails really resonated with people. If you have a podcast, which episodes got the most downloads? And are you continuing to grow in terms of reaching new listeners? A quick look at your content. How is the engagement? Is there certain things that are resonating with your audience more than others? And this really helps you to know what to double down on, and if you need to, what to course correct and what to let go of that isn't really working for you. It also helps you to know what could be repurposed in the future. So certainly repurposing is a big, big area that we can use to really help us in the future so that we're not recreating the wheel for every single thing. It helps you with content overwhelm because it can get overwhelming keeping up with the amount of content that we think we need to be putting out into the world. So really looking at what resonates and how can you repurpose that material. And then looking forward, what is your content plan for the next month? If you have a podcast, do you have your episodes ready? Do you have an outline? If you're doing a weekly newsletter, is that going to be sent out once a week? Does your team know what needs to happen to make that occur every week without you getting in the middle of it? And if there are things that you have to do for your content plan, make sure that you've got time blocked out in your calendar in the next month so that you have time to create those assets. All right, so when we finish going through our monthly review, hopefully you have a lot of insights now into how you're spending your time and energy, how the revenue is coming in, how your marketing is going, a little bit of your metrics, and you've now got some insights on how you want to move forward for the next month. And so I believe it's really important that you communicate your thought process to your team. And this doesn't matter whether you have a team of 25 or two independent contractors as virtual assistants. You want everyone in your boat to be rowing in the same direction. And if you're trying to go left and your team thinks you want to go right, it's going to be very difficult. So again, this doesn't need to be complicated. If you meet weekly, you can do a quick recap in your weekly team meeting. If you prefer to make a quick video for your team and highlight some things from the previous month and what their focus should be on the month going forward, that's fine too. Whatever works for you, but keep it simple and ensure that your team knows the direction in which they're headed. And then you also want to take a look at your project management tool if you're in charge of putting tasks in there, or if you have an operator or an integrator or someone working with you, make sure that they're in there. And make sure that, you know, the tasks are in there, the team knows what they're for, there's clear deadlines, they're assigned to clear people, and everyone can be moving in the same direction. Alrighty, the last piece I do when I am doing my monthly CEO review is to manage my calendar. And if you know me, you know I like to call my calendar my scheduling ninja. And I can have this ninja working for me or against me. I'm pretty sure, like me, most of you would like a ninja working for you. And so I want to be able to look ahead at my next month. What is it like? Am I taking vacation? Am I traveling? Whether it's for business or for personal. Are there extra things that my family or my friends might need from me that month that's going to take time away from my usual business schedule? And so make sure I have that blocked off and clearly laid out in my calendar so that everyone knows when they can book things and when they can't. And I'm clear on what I can accomplish each week looking at my boundaries and what time I have. And then also look at my boundaries. Is there an adjustment I need to make? I strongly suggest when you start that you set up a model calendar for how your week should be. And it's possible that this month that model calendar needs to change because you have other things going on in your life. And so feel free to go ahead and make those adjustments and let your team know that this is looking different. This is how we're going to do it this month. And then I look at my deadlines and timelines. Are they realistic? It's not uncommon for us as entrepreneurs to put a big audacious goal and expect it to be done in a very short time. And so really evaluate your bandwidth and look at those deadlines and timelines. Do things need to be adjusted or tweaked so that it's realistic to be able to finish the weekly assignments and the weekly things that you set up for yourself? And again, blocking off time to make sure you have time for creating content, creating something new, whatever those top priorities are for you that month, make sure you have time in your schedule to actually get those done. And this helps us keep ahead of the curve. It helps us be proactive rather than reactive in our business. Instead of trying, you know, to get little tasks done between meetings and between this and between that, you're actually blocking out the time in advance where you can sit down, work at your highest level because you can get in flow state and crank out what needs to get done. It's also an excellent way to not be holding up your team because you're being proactive with your time and making and delivering on those things that you need to deliver to your team in order for them to do their job. Alrighty, so that's how I run through my monthly CEO date. Again, I like to call it a progress and pivot review. And you can put it at the end of each month or you can put it at the beginning of each month to look back on the previous month, whatever works for you. But set it up as a recurring task in your calendar so that you hop in there and do it. And I know on the outside, it's really a simple practice to put into place, but it makes the world of difference in helping not only you as a CEO, but also your team stay on track and build momentum in order to grow your business. So I hope you found this episode helpful. However, I just don't want you to listen and say, oh, that was good. I want you to take action because we're action takers in here. So I want you to head over to the CEO Amplify Facebook group and let me know if you're going to implement this monthly CEO day into your calendar. Or if this is something you already do in your business, I'd love to know what part you find the most helpful. All right. If you need a resource to help you stay on track and what to go through on your monthly reviews, head on over to ceoamplify.ca/pulsecheck and get your copy of the CEO Pulse Check fillable PDF to keep you on track daily, weekly, monthly, and quarterly. You can use it for the next 90 days. And I've seen some real progress, not only in my business, but also in my clients who have used this on a consistent basis. All right. I will see you all next week, where we're going to be diving into winning at weekly planning. Take care.